Well, the 95 line this morning, blessed to be joined by Curb recording artist Dylan Scott. Good morning, Dylan.
How are you? I'm good.
Doing good, doing good. Am I old-fashioned to refer to you as Curb recording artist? Is that still a thing?
Oh, no, that is a thing.
That is the thing, right?
Yeah.
How cool is it to be a recording artist? I mean, I know that you've been working at this for quite some time.
Yeah, man. I mean, if you want to really go back, I mean, really my whole life has been at this moment I'm at right now. So moved to Nashville at 19 years old and lucked up and got a record deal with Curb Records at 19 years old. So, yeah, man, it's been a fun past few years.
I was talking to Michael Ray the other day, and he's also on the lineup for the Backroad Music Festival, which is kind of the event that we'll be talking about here in just a bit that you'll be at in our neck of the woods. And we were talking about the multi-year overnight success kind of a story.
Yeah, right.
And he said that you're definitely one of those guys that's been grinding it, making it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in Nashville 7 years now. I've been out here on the road for 7 years trying to get where I'm at right now. So, yeah, it's definitely not an overnight success kind of thing. But, you know, when it does start happening, it happens quick. And it, like I said a while ago, it's just a lot of fun to be doing it.
Got to hold on tight and go as fast as possible.
Absolutely.
Well, on a different note, I've been following you on Instagram. Congratulations. You're expecting your first child.
I know, man. We're so excited. A little boy due in December. So we're just, my wife and I, we're just beside ourselves and just gearing up to start the next chapter of our life, you know, parents.
And you had a pretty cool way that you revealed the gender of the baby.
Yeah, my wife, that was all her idea. She got all the credit. But we took some confetti cannons and popped them off and, obviously, you know, blue confetti came out, but that was one of the coolest moments of my life. I was watching that confetti just go up in the air, and yeah, so cool.
Well, you guys looked so excited and so happy. It was a great moment to share that video that you posted, so it was very cool. As far as, you know, having a number one song, of course, is very exciting. It turns your world upside down. Wait till you have a toddler running around your house. That'll really turn your world upside down.
I know. I've got six nieces, or six or seven. I can't keep up with them all. Six or seven nieces and nephews, so... Yeah, I've got a little experience over the past years with babies and toddlers and whatnot, but like I said, we're excited. My wife, she's so good with kids, and I have nothing to worry about on that end. I learn everything I need to know from her.
Yeah, very cool. Well, having the first number one song, My Girl, what's that feeling like, especially since, as I understand it, this song is very personal to you?
Yeah, My Girl, it's about my wife. We're high school sweethearts. We grew up together, went to high school with each other. And it's basically a story of just our life, you know, over those past years up until now. And so it's a very special song to me. It was really cool that a song like that was our very first number one. But, man, life is great, you know. Not much has really changed as far as me personally. But, I mean, just going to these shows, people showing up and singing their music back to you, that's just the coolest thing in the world. And so we've been seeing a lot of that lately, you know, a lot of people showing up to shows.
But as far as, you know, your wife being your high school sweetheart, that kind of has to help you keep grounded a little bit, too. I mean, it keeps you back to your roots, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's there telling me, you know, she'll tell me real quick if I'm, you know, getting out of line or something. But
a little too big for your britches kind of a thing?
Oh, yeah, she'll tell me. She don't have a problem with that. But, you know, she's really, there was times, you know, over the past 7 years living in Nashville where, you know, you're up late at night and you think, man, am I really supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And she was real quick to tell me that even though it was tough and whatnot, I was still living the dream. I was living in Nashville, Tennessee. I was out on the road playing music for people and just keep my chin up and keep going. So she's been a rock, man, and I'm glad I listened to her for sure.
It sure sounds like it. I understand there's a story about the song My Girl, which, of course, your first number one, that almost didn't even make your first album.
Yeah, it didn't, man, because not that I didn't love the song. I absolutely love the song because it was about my life. I thought to myself, you know, who really wants to hear, you know, mine and my wife's mushy-gushy love story? You know, nobody wants to hear that. And then, you know, the song started getting around, you know, the record label. People started hearing it, and I was getting text messages and calls like, hey, you should really consider this. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll take a chance. And so we did. And we started playing at our live shows, man, and it was really cool. Like, guys were coming to me going, hey, this is My Girl over here. And so I'm like, okay, I see what's going on here. So it actually worked out, man. I was wrong, and I'm really glad we did record it.
And, you know, it's written in such a way, though, it's even though it is a very personal song to you, it's very relatable. And I think that's why people react to it the way they do.
Yeah, absolutely, which is cool. It's cool to see that people can relate to the same things that I grew up doing.
All right, talking with Curb recording artist Dylan Scott. Excited that he's part of the lineup for this year's Back Road Music Festival in Galva next Saturday. Coming around quickly along with Michael Ray, Runaway June, and headlined by Travis Tritt. Have you performed with any of these that are on the lineup with you, Dylan?
I know Michael pretty well.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm really excited to see Travis, man. That's going to be so awesome.
What a legend, huh?
Growing up listening to absolutely. So looking forward to that. I know Michael. I don't know the other guys. But you know what? It's going to be a fun time anyway. Looking forward to meeting everyone and hanging out, and looking forward to a good show.
I think you already made reference to it, but did you grow up listening to country music, or is that something? I mean, if you're in Nashville at age 19, you kind of has to be part of your beginnings, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad lived in Nashville from the time he was in his early 20s until he was close to 30, and he played with guys like Freddie Fender and Freddie Hart. So,
oh, really?
So when I grew up, obviously, you know, my dad was throwing me all the old school artists, so I grew up a huge Keith Whitley fan.
Oh, sure.
Loved Keith Whitley, guys like Tim McGraw and George Strait. But I'm a 90s baby, so anything before the 90s that's pretty much old school country to me.
So you had music in your blood from the beginning. I mean, what did your dad play? What does he play?
He was he moved to town, moved to Nashville to be an artist.
Yeah.
And it was tough, you know. He had some great connections and did what he was there to do, but just to make a living and whatnot, he went out on the road and started playing with these guys and loved it and started, you know, playing acoustic guitar and singing background vocals and just doing the whole band thing and met my mom and decided, you know what, I'm going to give up music. I'm going to start a family in the back of Louisiana, which is where I grew up, and that's what he did.
Well, and then so going into it, you knew exactly what you're getting into, I'm sure, from stories from your dad then, how hard it is in the music business.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, he told me real quick it's not an overnight success, you know, and you just have to work for it and get out there, and nobody's gonna want it like you're gonna want it. So you just gotta get out there and do it yourself. But he did, man. He's got so many great stories and had so much great advice, and it really helped it out.
And how different is it from when your dad was in the music industry and working it to you now, and how social media is a huge part of your success?
Yeah, it's a huge difference from when he was there and where I'm at now and whatnot. I mean, he's just sitting back enjoying it right now. But yeah, social media is a huge part of it. I mean, I got on board with that early on and started putting videos out and whatnot, and people started sharing them and letting their friends hear. And that really built things for us in the beginning, which was really cool. But yeah, man, it's been a fun ride so far. Looking forward to hopefully many, many more years of it.
That is awesome. Well, according to your schedule, I believe you're in Bloomington, Illinois tonight, the McLean County Fair, and then you're going to Missouri, Kansas, and then to Galva, Illinois. I don't know if you looked at a map recently, but that's not a direct route to Galva from Bloomington. You're going all over the place.
Yeah, no. We're all over the place. It's kind of crazy. You know, sometimes I look at it and go, man, we're going to wrap this weekend just like this.
But talk about crisscrossing the country, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen plenty of the country this year, that's for sure.
Lots of fairs and festivals this summer for you?
Yeah, lots of fairs, lots of festivals. You know, we're still playing a few clubs, but this fall we'll be out with Justin Moore. Justin and I will be on tour together, and we'll continue it through the spring of next year. So looking forward to that as well.
Well, Dylan, we're looking forward to you next Saturday night at the Back Road Music Festival in Galva. That's going to be a great event. Thanks so much for taking time talking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.